Welcome to the You're in Charge podcast, prioritizing your self-care without sacrifice. I'm your host, Heather Dumas, healthy lifestyle strategist, owner and founder of HD Transformations Coaching Company. I am passionate about helping you juggle all the balls and look and feel like a badass doing it. What's your breaking point? What is the point at which you finally decide that something has to change? I hear people all the time talk about that they need to make a change, want to make a change, need to lose weight, you know, wish they could lose weight, tried to lose weight and didn't work, lost weight and regained it. So I want to know what your breaking point is. What is the point at which you're just like, fuck it, I'm done. We're fixing this right now. Because that is the point at which I can help you. I can't help you until you get to that point. Because you're saying, I'll wait until X, Y, or Z. And until you commit mentally in your head that this is it, I'm going for it, nothing happens. Now, you can have a little bit of change here, a little bit of change there. You can maybe fluctuate 5, 10 pounds, but that's where we get on that diet roller coaster. And it frustrates the hell out of me to watch people go through this, because you can make the decision today and the change will happen within 2 weeks. I promise all my clients they will lose a minimum of 10 pounds a month. A minimum. Okay. 10 pounds each month. If you started the last time you got mad, when was it? Was it a month ago, 2 months ago, 6 months ago? How far would you be down? Because here's the other thing, is once they lose it, it stays off. And all the other things that we do that get you on that roller coaster, the reason it's called a roller coaster is because it comes back. So if you're at a point right now where you're frustrated, you want to do something, but you're thinking, I need to pay for a dance recital. I need to, you know, my kid has a competition coming up, has a tournament out of town. We have vacations planned. My family really needs that money and that energy and that time. And so I'll just Google something. You're not going to get there. But if you're at your breaking point, that dance competition, that whatever, it doesn't matter. So what is your breaking point? What will it take? What will it take? Will it take a trip to the doctor? Will it take a heart attack? Will it take a moment where you just collapse because you're so exhausted? Or potentially you have a catastrophic fight with your spouse because your hormones are so out of whack that your temper is like a short fuse and you're like 1 second away from becoming the Hulk. That's where I was. I was at that point a long time ago until I took control and I did something about it, because I got to the point where I said, no more. I am figuring this out. And I went down every rabbit hole I could go down until I figured out what was going on. So I figured out what foods I needed, how to get my hormones balanced, how to get better sleep, all the things. But you can't change until you decide. Because why? You're in charge. And until you decide, I'm done, this is happening, you will continue to make the same choices that you've been making forever and ever and ever. I've talked about change being challenging for our brains. It's scary. New stuff is hard, but not when you commit. Let me interrupt you to tell you something. If there is one thing I know for sure, it is that no women eat enough protein. None. I have not yet met one woman who meets the daily protein requirements that her body needs. So that probably includes you. So what do? Well, you can gag down more chicken if you really want to, but you probably don't. You can have a really delicious shake instead. I have some options for you. I have whey protein. I have vegan protein. Either one, they're both delicious. The whey protein comes in both vanilla and chocolate. The vegan comes in vanilla. Both mix up easily with water or your milk of choice. And they will give you a hit of protein, none of the fillers, none of the sugar, none of the nonsense. They're sweetened with stevia and they are teenage boy approved. So you know they taste good. Grab yours on my website. Now back to the conversation. Think about the last big accomplishment you had, whether it was a great job you got, maybe it was when you got a certain, got that master's degree, got that PhD, got the whatever. It was the last like really monumental thing that you did. Now think back to where you started that journey. Did you just say, well, I really should? Or, yeah, I've been meaning to. Or did you say, I'm doing this and I'm doing this now? I'm registering, I'm applying, I'm asking for the interview, I'm asking for the promotion. Because you decided. You said, no more, I'm done. Things are changing. It happens the same way with your body, with your mind, with your soul. You have to make a decision. You have to say, that's it, I'm done. I'm done feeling exhausted. I'm done feeling brain fog. I'm done with my brain not firing when I want it to fire. I'm done with having to settle for wearing different clothes than I would like to wear because the ones I want to wear either don't fit or they're not flattering or they don't come in the size I want or need. I'm done being winded when I walk upstairs. I'm done squeezing myself into an airplane seat or squeezing myself into a movie seat. I'm done being the fat mom. I'm done being having my husband look at me like he loves me, but that spice isn't there anymore because if let's be honest, if you don't think you're sexy, he probably doesn't either, right? I know that sounds harsh, but it's true. And the only reason you're in the position you're in right now is because you haven't made that decision. You haven't said, that's it, I'm done. Things are changing today. You deserve to spend the time, money, and energy to get yourself in optimal shape. You deserve to put yourself on the calendar every single day first and before everyone else. Will it require sacrifice from your family or your family's budget? I get it. Yeah, maybe. We all have a budget. But what are you sacrificing now? What are you sacrificing and being willing to be miserable about now and justifying by saying, well, we can't afford it? Can you afford not to? Can you afford to wait another 6 months, gain another 60 pounds potentially? Now, I'm not saying you gain weight 10 pounds a month, but some people do. We have to decide because we are in charge. We are in charge of our happiness. We are in charge of our health. We are in charge of our future. And we're in charge of being able to be happy, being able to feel great, to wake up and be like, oh, okay, let's get going. Instead of, fuck my life. I don't want to get out of this bed. It sucks to be in that position. It absolutely sucks to be dragging through your days. It sucks to feel bad about yourself. You don't deserve that. No one deserves that. Everyone, including you, deserves to feel great when they look in the mirror. So if you looked in the mirror this morning and criticized yourself, stop it. And also, why don't you give yourself a reason to change? Why don't you do something about it instead of just bitching about it? I don't know, just trying to keep it real for you because you deserve it. You deserve to feel good. And it doesn't take drastic changes. It takes little things, little adjustments. In fact, the less drastic, the longer it lasts. We can tweak a lot of things very quickly and instantly seeing results. And the best part is the change and the growth and the weight loss and all of that, it doesn't stall out. It may slow for a bit once you've dropped a whole bunch, but it doesn't stop as long as you don't stop. And if you are working with me, we create a strategy that is a lifestyle. So there isn't stop. This isn't a 90-day detox. This isn't a 60-day blah, blah, blah. This isn't a 6-week boot camp. This is a decide that you matter for the rest of your life. And I think that you matter. I think you deserve to be invested in, supported, and cheered for. And that's what I want to do for you. Are you a caffeine addict? I know I used to be. I have been known to be that at certain times. If you are finding yourself reaching for coffee or an energy drink more than just first thing in the morning, then you're probably low on your B vitamins. B vitamins are our energy driving system. They are also like windshield wipers for your brain. They help clear out brain fog. They help sharpen your clarity. They give you energy. And your body needs it. Fun fact, you can't store it in your body. So you have to have a constant supply. I have the solution for you. You can grab it on my website and it is easy to consume. You just pop it in your mouth and swallow. Way faster, way easier, and way less expensive than your daily Starbucks run. So what's your breaking point? What's your line in the sand? I hope that today is that day for you, that you draw the line and you make the decision. If you're at that point and you're ready to take charge, you're ready to step back into the driver's seat of your life and your health, give me a call. Let's have a conversation. You don't have to commit today. You just have to get on the phone. And let's have a conversation about what it really takes, because I bet in your head, you're making it a bigger deal than it is. I bet in your head, you're assuming that it's more expensive, more time consuming, more restrictive than it really is, because that's what we do. I've had several people tell me lately, oh yeah, I've been thinking about it, but I don't know if I have the money. I don't know if I'm ready. That's a legit one if you're not ready. But why aren't you ready? Are you scared that you'll fail? Are you scared that you'll succeed? That's the thing. Can be scary to change your whole body. All I know is that you deserve it. And it's okay for you to put yourself on the list. It's okay for you to invest in yourself and your health. And that dance competition, that whatever, it's not as important as your health. And if you have to choose one or the other, I bet your kids would choose to have a healthy mom and a happy mom over going to a dance competition. I'm not hating on dance competitions. That's just an example because I know they're real expensive. Could be a ski race. Lord knows that's expensive, right? But as a family, our family, we prioritize our health over that too. And we make sure that the choices we make sure that Tony's healthy enough to succeed and mom's healthy enough to coach and dad is and Jace are healthy enough to come and cheer on. It's a family thing. And I guarantee if you asked your loved ones, if it's a problem for you to prioritize yourself, if they would be willing to get behind you to do it, I promise you it's a yes. If it's not, that's a whole nother conversation. So give me a call. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to lose the weight you want to lose if that's your goal. You deserve to build the muscle if that's your goal. But above all else, you deserve to look and feel like the badass you are. And you're in charge of that. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you're in charge. You're the only one who can create the life and the body you desire. You and only you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to cheer you on and occasionally to give you the kick in the ass you need to make it happen. But at the end of the day, it's up to you. If you found value in today's episode, please hit subscribe. It'll bring all the newest episodes to the top of your list. You won't have to worry about it. One less thing. And I would love for you to share it with your most stressed out, frazzled friend. She needs it even more than you do. If you have a question or a topic that you'd like me to cover, reach out, shoot me a message on any of the socials or directly on my website. I would love to hear your idea, your question, and I'm always looking for new ones. Until next time, keep being the badass you are, and remember, you are in charge.